that we do frequently and something we do so often, and that's to be afraid. Afraid of what's beyond our control. Afraid of those who appear to be stronger than ourselves. Afraid of those who, yes, who are able to hurt and cause you to suffer for your faith. We can be afraid, of course, we are afraid even at this moment of the microscopic virus that's caused devastating suffering to millions. We are afraid. Fear grips our hearts. Fear can paralyze our thoughts. Fear can minimize our actions and doing good for the sake of the Lord Jesus. Fear can cause us to hide our lights instead of shining for the Savior. Fear can grip our hearts, hearts that should be trusting in God at all times. And yet fear can have that devastating impact on our faith. When we rely on our own self-assessment of God and even claim that God is not with us or for us because of our fear. And, you know, when we realize that some of the people whom Jesus was giving this command, this most frequent command, of course, the command not to fear, not to be afraid, when we realize to whom Jesus has given this command in the first instance, well, it's his disciples. It's those who had been with Jesus for Jesus' entire earthly ministry. It's to them that Jesus is giving this command. Those who'd heard Jesus speak, those who'd heard Jesus preach, those who'd seen Jesus perform miracles. It's the same ones whom Jesus is saying, don't be afraid, don't fear, don't be anxious, but trust in me. Trust in me to know that all things do work together for good to those who love God. And it's that theme of not fearing, of not being afraid, particularly from this perspective of knowing God who's sovereign, sovereign in all things. It's that theme that we want to spend some time on this morning. And to do it for your encouragement, to do this for your strength, and strengthen your heart as you navigate the so many circumstances in life that God puts before you to trust in him the more in all these circumstances. Jesus has given us this word, his word, to give you that encouragement to know that you're of more worth, more value than many sparrows. Again, we'll look at the details in a moment. So we're going to look at these well-known words of Jesus. I'm sure all of you have heard them. These words that, of course, we need to look at in context. Because, of course, given to those who are Jesus' disciples, even to you, to me, who seek to follow the Lord Jesus. Because these words are given to those who are with Jesus on mission. Jesus has sent out his disciples. Jesus sends you out, sends me out, to tell of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus. So we're on that mission as the disciples. We're on that mission to show forth Jesus. And in that mission, you're to show love to him and to others. You're to exercise faith, that commitment to him. And that faith, that commitment requires you, it requires me, it requires us not to be afraid. Yes, to realize what's out there, what is real, what's challenging, what's uncertain from a human perspective. But to realize at all times God is in control, God is sovereign. And therefore, as Jesus commands us, not to be afraid. Let's read the words again, just to re-emphasize the focus of our thoughts this morning. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you're of more value than many sparrows. Let's think, first of all, of the giver of this command. Who's giving this command? Because it's very, very important we realize who's saying these words. I mean, we read earlier before verse 29, we read really at the beginning of these words to his disciples that we see in verse 16, that Jesus is giving them a reality check. He's sending them out on a mission, and he's doing that with a reality check. Because they're about to, well, they're going to be sent to do God's will. They're going to be sent to do God's work. They're going to They'd be involved in acts of mercy, acts of grace, acts of healing. They're going to be speaking in Jesus' name. And for what they're going to be doing, they're going to face opposition. They're going to be, as Jesus said, they're going to be sheep amongst wolves. They're going to face persecution for their commitment to Jesus. They're not to be anxious. They're not to be afraid. Because, as Jesus tells them, they're not alone. They're not alone in the mission that Jesus is sending them on. As you're not alone, as I'm not alone in that work that you've been given to do for the sake of the kingdom. And so as we see just in a few sentences, as Jesus particularly focuses on how the disciples are to respond and being told what they're being asked to do, we see repeatedly Jesus saying, don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't be afraid of those who are persecuting you. Don't be afraid of those who've got the power to kill the body, but have no power to deal with the soul. But it's for the disciples, Jesus saying, it's for you to truly, yes, to do another kind of fearing, to fear the Lord, to revere him, to honor God, to have that righteous fear that abides in our Lord and Savior. So that when Jesus talks about sparrows and when he talks about, you know, God's care over these tiny creatures, he's telling them you're so much more valuable, infinitely more valuable than even these tiny creatures. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid when you're going out in mission in the name of Jesus. Go out in courage. Go out in boldness. Go out in faith. Go out in trust in the Lord who's with you always. Now we're going to look particularly the care of God towards those whom he sends out to speak in his name. We're going to look at that in more detail in a moment. But realize who's giving these words. Not to fear. It's Jesus. It's the Son of God. It's the sinless Son of God. It's the one whose word is sure. It's the one whose word is utterly reliable. It's the one in whose word we can have absolute confidence. It's the one whom you follow. And so, yes, as Jesus is telling his disciples, you're going to face many difficulties. You're going to face hostile opponents. But you're to be strong in the Lord, strong as you exercise that calling that I'm giving you. These are the words of Jesus, whose word we trust absolutely, fully, completely. Because these are words of command. This is no option. This is no take it or leave it word. If Jesus is giving a command, then we follow that word. Of course, at the moment, the times that we're living in, we've been given many commands to keep safe in this pandemic, in this virus. These are commands that aren't given lightly. These are commands that are to be followed. These are commands given by those who've been given the common grace of God to look after the citizens of the country. So we obey our leaders. We do as they tell us to do. They have our well-being, certainly our physical and even our mental well-being at stake. And how much more then do we follow the command of the Lord Jesus? How much more do we realize that the command that Jesus gives to you is for your well-being, is for your well-being of body, mind, soul, for all that you are. He's given this command not to fear, for your sake, for the sake of your spiritual well-being, for the sake of his kingdom. So how much more then to obey the word of Jesus not to fear? Don't be afraid of those who are maligning you for your faith. Don't be afraid of those, yes, who will hurt you verbally and even hurt you physically and do that because of your commitment to the Lord Jesus. Remember, as we said, this command is given for your well-being, your spiritual well-being. And because it's given to you for your good, then listen and obey. Do as God commands you to do. Do it as what we find Jesus telling his disciples, not to fear, because God cares for you. As Jesus tells us in that illustration with regard to the sparrow. So what about the reason for this command? Well, as you see in the the illustration, this reason not to fear, it's because God loves you, because he cares for you so much. And see the illustration, I mean, as Jesus says, if God knows so much about these tiny little sparrows, if he cares for these tiny creatures, these birds that certainly in the Middle East were considered just the smallest and least valuable. If God, and as Jesus goes on with another illustration, if God counts the very numbers of your hair, strands that seem so minimal in terms of worth, if God cares for you that much, then realize that he loves you, he cares for you, knows you, and he provides for you in everything. You or me of little faith. Well, let's just probe this illustration a little more, because there's much more to be considered in this illustration. Because Jesus, in giving this illustration, he's spelling out just exactly how much God cares for you. And he's giving this illustration to tell that, particularly in the context, as we said, of the message, giving the message of the gospel. And Jesus is telling them, as he's telling you, you're valuable, that you're precious, that you're worth more than many, many sparrows. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. See what Jesus is saying here. I mean, in the marketplace, at the time that Jesus was given this word, the cheapest, the least expensive birds, well, even used for food in these days. We might say, and I hope not too irreverently, this was the buy one, get one free in the Jewish market. Two sold for a penny. A penny was a tiny little copper coin. It was worth hardly anything. Worth just a throwaway coin even, but enough to buy two little sparrows. Two sold for that tiny amount of money. So these animals considered so insignificant, so little importance in the bigger scale of things. But not one of these little sparrows that fell even at that time in Palestine, not one of them was beyond the knowledge of God. Not one of them would fall as it were without God's involvement in that creature's life. Because even tiny little sparrows matter to God. People thought they were practically worthless. They were part of God's creation. And they were of real value to God. As somebody said, God isn't so busy running the universe. There's no time for little birds. If that's how God looks at these apparently worthless little creatures and cares for them, how much more does he care for you? You, part of humanity, you who are the crown of God's creation. And yes, you who know him and who are known of him, you are the object of his saving love, you for whom God sent his one and only son to die for you, to give his precious life for you. That's the measure of God's love for you. So believe it, you are worth more than many sparrows. As the Lord's people, as you who speak and live and testify and witness to the Lord Jesus, you're going out into a difficult world. You're going out into a world that is so hostile to the gospel. Remember, you're not on your own. Remember that nothing, but nothing can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Nothing, but nothing, whether it's words spoken against you, whether it's actions against you, whether it's whatever level of persecution you face for being a Christian. Nothing, but nothing can remove you from the love of God. So that when you even might even feel worthless, even before the world, and the world ridicules you for your faith, and you might even feel utterly insignificant, and you feel as if you're no value to anyone, remember what Jesus is saying. You're of great worth before your Father, your Heavenly Father. He is your Heavenly Father. He's your Father now and your Father forever. So God cares for you, and God cares even for the most minute of details. As Jesus says, even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. In other words, God cares for every single detail of your life. The very fact that he knows every single hair in your head, my head, my receding hairline, He knows absolutely everything about you. He cares for you utterly, completely, in every single detail. And so when you're tempted to think that how could God possibly be interested in me? How could he possibly be caring for every detail of my life? When you're tempted to think like that, then return to God's word and realize that as before God, if every hair of your head is numbered, then God cares for every aspect of your life. It's not a sporadic care. It's not a, you know, just a momentary care, a minimal care. If you have to go to, say, a doctor or hospital, for example, that care is wonderful, but it's, you don't go every day, every moment of every day to the doctor. But for the Lord Jesus, he cares for you always, at all times, in every circumstance. Just as Dylan sang, then onward on my journey, I come to understand that every hair is numbered like every grain of sand. And that should give you the most utter encouragement. That every hair is numbered like every grain of sand. The Lord God, our Sovereign One, cares for you in every aspect of your life. But what if you're not on that journey, as we sang, onward in my journey, I come to understand that every hair is numbered like every grain of sand. What if you're not yet on that journey? What if you haven't yet given your life to God? Well, think carefully about what Jesus already has been saying to the disciples. And he's telling them that what we're real fear must be is fear of God, that true honoring and revering of God. And if we don't have that fear, that true fear of God, that true honouring of God, then yes, there is that proper fear. And to fear the one who has power over your very soul, the one who has that power to cast, as Jesus says, into hell. And hell, of course, isn't any kind of medieval fantasy to make people afraid. Hell is real. Jesus spoke of hell on a number of occasions. And if we said that the command that Jesus gives not to be afraid of, if that is utterly reliable, then we know, of course, all of his word is reliable and true. And if Jesus speaks of hell, then we know that hell is real, a place of eternal punishment. And so listen to the words of Jesus. Listen to, as he calls you to himself, to come to him, to trust him always, to trust him for your very life. You who know him, you who have given to him your very life, then again we have to emphasize this truth. You are loved by God. You know how much God loves you, how much he cares for you. When you think of you, put you in capital letters, he cares for you. You know, there are times when we don't fully believe that word. There are times when we have that doubt even of God's love for ourselves. There are times when we do doubt that God's care for us in every detail. There are times when we can even, you know, cry out with David the psalmist, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? And there are times even when we think that God is forgetting us, but no, God loves you always. He cares for you always. You have more value than many sparrows, because God's love for you is an eternal love. As we read in Jeremiah, where God says to his people, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And remember, you're of more value, not in yourself, but because of the value God places on you through his sending the Lord Jesus to die for you, that value that you've been given through grace. Through the grace of the Lord Jesus and his coming to save you, the grace of God in sending Jesus to bear your sins and you bearing his righteousness that makes you so valuable. So let's think finally of the key aspect of this command. The key aspect, why Jesus has, you know, look at the big picture, why is Jesus given this command not to fear, the most frequent of commands in the Bible? Why are we not to fear? Well, surely it's to encourage you. to encourage all who follow Jesus. As we said, the disciples, they were going to go into enemy territory. They were afraid. They're going to meet evil. They're going to meet with evil spirits. They're going to meet evil people. They're going to face hardships. They're going to face rejection. They were going to face persecution. Later they would face trial, and in many cases, we're going to face death for the sake of the kingdom. And so at that point, as Jesus sends them out, they're needing this assurance that to God they were valuable. They were of superior worth to even the very animal kingdom, even the tiniest of God's creatures, even the tiniest creatures whom God cares for. You know, man has been made in the image of God. Man to whom the Son of Man came to redeem, to save for all eternity. And so the disciples at this point needed that assurance of God's care for them as Jesus was sending them out to tell of the Savior of the world coming, and has had the Savior who had come to give his life for many. And you who've been sent, you've been given that commission to stand for truth, speak for Jesus, to live by the gospel and uphold the gospel, to abide by the law of God. Well, you've already entered enemy territory. You've been given particular work to do as God has given you for his sake, for the sake of the kingdom. Are you afraid as you've been given that commission? Well, you may well be afraid, scared of what certainly isn't any kind of weak opposition. The enemy is powerful. Words are hurting. We can even say in recent experience or experience in the past, many a believer's been knocked off balance, as it were, and by fear from those who can, yes, hurt the body and torment the mind by words of hurt and hatred. Be assured that God knows and that God cares, and that God won't let you suffer beyond what you can endure, because he loves you, because you're more valuable than even the tiniest creatures that God cares for. And so have that assurance even now of his presence with you now and always. You know, I can just picture Jesus when he was giving these words to his disciples. I can just picture him there in the marketplace with the disciples, and these sparrows being sold in the little cages, sold for that tiny amount of money. And Jesus giving that visual picture of the disciples there, confirming Jesus' words as he's speaking these words and gazing on them and in love. Well, let's not be too trite about this, but let's be realistic. Next time you're out and you're walking this afternoon, you might see a sparrow, you might see a tiny creature, any creature, then remember the word of Jesus. You have more value than that creature whom you're going to see later this afternoon, later this week. You have more value than that animal, because God knows you. God cares for you. He cares for every detail, every aspect of your life. He's not going to allow you to be overwhelmed by fear when he sends you to be his witness before a watching and hostile world. So be encouraged. Be someone who takes heart at the word of Jesus, the word that given in truth, given in love. And so be encouraged. Be renewed and vigorous as you take your stand for truth, as you face the world with courage, that strengthening that God gives you, even by his word, even as you hear Jesus speak to your heart to realize, that make you realize that you're his, that you're not your own, but you're his through his redeeming love. And so in response then, yes, give him praise. Give thanks for that love that's raised you to that status that means that you're never forgotten. You're always remembered, by our great God and Savior, who's loved you and who loves you with that everlasting love. Fear not then, you're of more value than many sparrows. Amen. Yes. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for that word of comfort, that word of assurance, that word that tells of your Heavenly Father's love towards your people. May it be, Lord, that even this morning there have been those who have been comforted by your word. We may have had that sense of unworthiness, of even not being loved of you. Lord, encourage them by your word to know that they are yours and that they have been loved by you from all eternity. So hear us, Lord, as we continue in worship before you now. Hear us as we offer up unto you the praises of our hearts. Even as these words reach heaven itself, may you bless all that has been done in your name this day, both here and elsewhere. So go before us now, Lord, we pray. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's close now in prayer and the benediction. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.